Acton Radio.
Talking arthritis, I'm not going to try and cover this subject alone because I'm not a medical person, but Dr. Helen Keane is. Hello, Helen.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Great to have you on. Now, arthritis is something that's common to a lot of people. Can you give us some background on what arthritis is and what the various different types are?
Sure. So, arthritis, in simple terms, means inflammation of the joint. And it's estimated there's about 4 million Australians who have arthritis, which causes them pain, and there's no cure for it. There's lots of different types. There's over 100 different types
wow.
of arthritis. But yeah, but there's some common ones that people will have heard of. So the most common one is osteoarthritis, which is relatively common, and people get it in their knees and hands, and it's often associated with aging, and it's a process of damage with the body's repair process going a bit haywire.
Uh-huh.
So that's the most common one, and that's in some ways the most difficult to treat because we don't have good treatments for that. The other types of arthritis we see very commonly in Australia is arthritis associated with crystal. So gout is one, and the crystal that causes that is monosodium urate.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
So that's pretty common. A lot of people will have heard of that, and it's increasingly common as we get older and more overweight and take more medications.
Yeah.
And the third main type of arthritis we see is related to the autoimmune system going haywire, and in simplest terms, attacking itself. So, and the most common type of autoimmune arthritis is rheumatoid arthritis, but there are others such as psoriatic arthritis or lupus. Yeah.
Right, okay. So, wow, a huge different variety of them out there. My mum's got really bad arthritis in her hands, and it's gotten so bad now that the knuckles themselves have swollen out of shape, and she actually has difficulty with strength in her hands, never mind the pain.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, most people will seek help for pain. That's the reason the majority of people do seek a medical practitioner. But there are other, obviously, consequences to arthritis, and they can be difficulty functioning. Pain can cause anxiety and depression.
No way of slowing down the progression?
Well, it depends what type of arthritis you have, and that's the key. The key is an early diagnosis so
yeah.
that you can get the appropriate therapy. So, for example, if you have an autoimmune arthritis such as rheumatoid, we have really sophisticated techniques, drugs that can manage that these days, and that certainly can be slowed down significantly. Not cured, but we can do a great job of slowing that process, preventing damage, decreasing pain, and maintaining function. Something like osteoarthritis, it's more difficult. Something like osteoarthritis, where it's a process of recurrent trauma or significant trauma. So, for example, someone who may have been in a car accident may have broken a bone near their knee joint, and that's one single episode of massive trauma which will cause them damage. Or it may be someone who's overweight who just has been carrying too much load on that knee day in, day out for 30 years. That's repetitive sort of small trauma. So that's a much more difficult process to treat. We don't have good drugs to prevent that progressing, and we tend to try and target pain with painkillers, which really aren't very good.
Yeah.
And increasingly we're understanding that the best thing that people with osteoarthritis can do is strengthen their muscles and keep moving. And that probably is the best way to decrease pain, improve function, and prevent further damage.
I know Mum was not so recently over in the UK, and over there, at the point she was there, they were selling something called CBD oil, and when she worked that into her fingers, she said the pain went away completely. Is that something, a treatment that we're looking at over here?
I'm not familiar with CBD.
Oh, okay.
So that's a new one to me. Look, I think there's lots of low-risk sort of therapies on the market, such as krill oil and fish oil and glucosamine. The evidence supporting them being able to prevent ongoing damage is lacking, I think.
Right.
But most of them are relatively safe. Apart from the fact that they cost you money, are not going to do you any harm. So some people find they work, and that's great for them.
It seems like it's a really tough position to be in, because, you know, it's something that tends to affect you more as you get older. And unfortunately, a lot of older people, aren't particularly well off. And so buying all of these, you know, these medicines and stuff to try and treat it, it works out relatively expensive. And at the end of the day, you're just left there suffering. And it's not a good way to be. Are there any sort of treatments that the research is saying are coming down the pipeline?
No, well, so for the most common form of arthritis, which is osteoarthritis, as I mentioned, really we're finding that keeping moving is the best thing that you can do. There's lots of programs around supported by the governments in the community, such as Living Longer, Living Stronger. Mm. And there's other physical education programs around that can be done in conjunction with a physiotherapist or health worker. I think the key really for the future has to be about preventing disease.
And how do we do that?
Well, so that's tough, and that's, we do need more evidence about that. Certainly with osteoarthritis, the two key risk factors are obesity and injury. So we really need to look at developing and implementing a national sports injury prevention program to reduce the risk. And the other thing we really need to do is we as a nation and as a world need to work on preventing the development of obesity. So really looking at educating people with regards to passive movement, some strategies. So we need to start with our children. Our children are becoming too overweight. So looking at things such as not having car parks at school so that people have to park further away and walk their children to school, really simple things that just introduce more unconscious movement into our days so that people keep moving and try and manage the weight. Obesity is a massive problem for the whole Western world, and it's not a simple solution. And there does need to be more research and education and awareness about the condition to try and turn back the trends of...
Yeah. It strikes me as being a particularly cruel disease in that, you know, it's affecting mainly older people and they can't necessarily get out as much as they would want to, don't feel safe necessarily going for a walk. The treatments themselves, disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs, they can be toxic if you're taking too much of it. People are being left in a situation where there's no real valid ways to actually treat what they've got. And if they take these addictive opiates as well, you could be falling down that path of addiction as well. So it's a really, really tough situation.
It is. So I think there's a few points you raise, and I just want to clarify the perception that arthritis is a disease of elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, arthritis can affect anyone.
Right.
And there is a juvenile form of arthritis, which is autoimmune, and particularly rheumatoid. The autoimmune arthritis is particularly rheumatoid, affects young women mainly.
Mm.
And there are the seronegative arthritis, such as psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, affects young men. So young people do get this disease, and they have to live with it their whole life. And they get it when they're in working age, so in the workforce, it affects their livelihood. Often young women get it around the time they have small children, and it's very difficult for them to pick up their babies and care for them. So it can affect young people. So the other point is that our drugs are toxic. Certainly some of our drugs are toxic, but the drugs for inflammatory arthritis are absolutely in favour, in a positive risk sort of benefit ratio. Like, we absolutely use drugs appropriately, and we use them if you're using the drugs in the care of an appropriately trained specialist, they're safe and really effective, and it's really important you use them. So,
I mean, we don't want people sitting at home in pain. It's obviously better to go and get some sort of pain management for it. But there's always that concern. You know, they talk about being addicted to these things. Is that really something we need to worry about?
Yeah, I think so. Again, a few points you raise. We don't want people sitting around at home. The key to managing arthritis and having the best outcomes is early diagnosis and early intervention. So go and see a expert, a GP to start with, and get a diagnosis, because the earlier we can intervene, the best outcome you're going to have.
Helen, we've just had a caller offline ask something. I just want to run it by you. Eddie in Balladura said a doctor diagnosed low-dose antibiotics for him several months ago and the pain dissipated. When he went off the medication, it came back.
Yeah, so it depends, I guess, what the arthritis is. There is a little bit of evidence that some sorts of antibiotics have an anti-inflammatory effect, so it may be that what he's taking is because it has been prescribed because it does have anti-inflammatory effects.
I see, yep. So
that may be what's going on, yeah, in him. But I also want to raise the issue of drug therapy. So for that you talked about addiction.
Yeah.
So for osteoarthritis, which we have trouble managing the pain there, often people are prescribed opioids for their arthritis. And that's really, for the majority of people, a bad situation to be in. The morphine type drugs don't help this disease, and they are addictive, as you said.
Yeah.
So.
And they don't even help anyway.
Well, they don't. Yeah, they don't. They're very disappointing, really.
Oh. So, wow. So it's a real bind. It's a real horrible situation to be in. Because I mean, I know the pain Mum goes through.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's disabling for a lot of people.
Wow. So get in early really is the best possible way. Okay. You've got a website that people can go and check these things out on?
So I think there's a few websites that are useful. There's the Arthritis Australia organisation has a website, as does Arthritis and Osteoporosis Western Australia. The national body, Arthritis Australia, have just launched a national strategic action plan, which talks about how Australia needs to implement some changes to try and deal with the burden of arthritis. So that's an interesting read as well.
Fantastic. And I've got another one as well, healthywa.wa.gov.au. Now, if anybody wants those addresses again, just give us a call here at the studio, 9484 1927. Helen, it's been lovely talking to you. It's been interesting to learn, some stuff that Mum's kind of relayed to me from her doctor over time. But you've put it now in a way that I can completely understand it. And boy, oh boy, I feel more for my mum now than I did before. This is a tough disease.
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me on, Jack.
No problem at all. Dr. Helen Keane there, Head of Rheumatology at Fiona Stanley Hospital. Wow, if you've got arthritis, and I reckon I've got the beginnings of it as well, it's not pleasant and not a lot we can do. The painkillers, addictive and don't work particularly well. Crikey, what are we going to do? We'll follow that up as well. We'll get some more information about it, and I think we'll be talking about arthritis quite a bit more going forward.